Hey everyone, welcome to Be the Change. My name is Lily Mott, and today I'm going to be talking about how change comes when you stick to your own timeline. My guest today is Cece Wang, who is the founder and creative director of Asians for Sex Positivity, which is a digital organization encouraging people to embrace a sex-positive outlook by welcoming all sexualities and gender identities, deconstructing fetishization, and dismantling sexual shame. I really enjoyed this conversation with Cece, so without further ado, let's get started with this episode featuring Cece Wang.
My name is Cece Wang. I am a visual artist and also the founder and creative director of Asians for Sex Positivity. We are a small digital organization that focuses on amplifying AAPI voices within sex positivity, really just opening up the conversation about all things sex and sexuality, because a lot of those conversations are very taboo, especially in Asian culture. They are highly stigmatized, so we're just trying to do our best to amplify AAPI voices as much as we can.
I think that is so interesting, and I would love to know more about what got you started with this work. Can you tell me a little bit more about that background for you?
Yeah, so I've always been a very open person, and also very interested in relationships and sexuality since I was a teenager. I came out as queer when I was pretty young, and also grew up with a very much a lack of sex education. My parents never talked to me about sex. And I was having a conversation with them when I was like 21, 22. Like, I was already a grown adult. I was in college and I had gotten out of my first serious relationship, and I told my parents about it. And you know, I grew up never talking about relationships, definitely never talked about sex with them. And so this was like my first time really opening up to them about kind of me like being sexually active with someone. And they got very concerned, wanted to make sure, you know, that I was practicing safe sex, and all of a sudden like decided to give me the sex talk. And, you know, being 21, I obviously had learned a lot from the internet, like pornography, from my friends. And so I think it was just interesting to see my parents kind of also tell me that they never had the sex talk with me originally when I was younger, because they didn't feel like they had the tools to do so. You know, they speak Mandarin with me, so there's also that language barrier. They didn't really know how to talk about it with me. They assumed that I would get all my sex education from school, which we all know is not usually really the case these days. Some schools give sex education, but also when they do give it, it's not that comprehensive. So it was really that conversation with my parents that sparked Asians for Sex Positivity. I spoke to some of my friends, my Asian friends, about kind of just like my conversation that I had with my parents and how it just really feels like in my household, sex was highly stigmatized, and just like the thought of like being sexual or like talking about sex was totally like off the table and always swept under the rug. And then quickly realized that this is a very common experience for a lot of Asian kids. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, wouldn't it be so cool and inspiring to kind of create a community for us where we can talk about these topics, like how to be sexually safe, how to ask for consent, how to, you know, draw boundaries, how, you know, what are sex toys, all of that kind of stuff without feeling shame and stigma. And so I started Asians for Sex Positivity. I kind of just grabbed a couple of my AAPI friends who were down to kind of help me out. And we started an Instagram account and slowly started just making and writing and designing content. Yeah.
That is such a great story, and I love the organic beginning of the account and just grabbing your friends and getting started. I think that's great. So tell me a little bit about what your content is like on the Instagram account. For those listeners who haven't checked out the account yet, which I'm sure they will, can you share a little bit more about the content that you post now?
So because we are all digital and all of our team members are kind of scattered across the United States, we also have some team members located internationally. Everything pretty much that we do is lives on the internet, mainly our Instagram. So we make a lot of just like social media guides and stuff like that that you would see on Instagram. So we cover anything from like tips on like buying your first vibrator or how to, draw boundaries with someone you've been having sex for the first time. Stuff like that. Just anything that, our team members are interested in writing about and researching about, we cover all of those topics. And then sometimes we also collaborate with AAPI sex educators and sexologists out there on whatever they want to talk about, really just like again amplifying their voices on our Instagram page. And then we also have our own podcast titled Asians for Sex Positivity, the podcast, where I sit down with individual, just like regular day-to-day AAPI folks and talk about their day-to-day experience with their sexuality, express like how they grew up in their household, whether or not they had talked about sex with their parents, stuff like that, just how they navigate life and how they tackle their own sexual shame. And again, really wanting to amplify their voices on our podcast. And then we have been trying to do more in-person events recently. We're mainly based in New York City, so we've done some events with Hit House, their Muay Thai kickboxing class in Chinatown, and they were very kind to host a little fundraising kickboxing class with us, so that was super fun. But I'm really hoping to expand Asians for Sex Positivity and make it more in person now, because we did start during the middle of the pandemic, so it was very natural for everything to just be digital based. But I'm definitely hoping to do more in-person events in the future.
Definitely. And as far as all of this work that you've been doing, do you think people are becoming more comfortable having conversations about sex, sexuality, and these other topics that you're addressing? Have you been able to see changes in the way that people have those conversations?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people, the most, things that have been impactful for me, at least, is just like hearing from like regular people who, DM on us on Instagram about our content that they're consuming, or even just from like listening to our podcast, them saying that like they really resonate with our work and it's something that they wish that they had when they were younger, like when they were a teenager, when they were a kid. So that really, inspires me to continue creating what we do. And I think as there are, I think with the podcast, for me, it's been probably the most inspiring aspect of our work, because that's where I am actually meeting people one-on-one. And a lot of times, sometimes people just like slide into our DMs being like, "Oh, I'd love to be on the podcast. I'm Asian and I have a really interesting story about my sexuality or my relationship with sex." And then I get to meet them in person and have like a full 1 hour long conversation about how they got to this point and how they are continuing to, try and dismantle their own sexual shame. So those conversations for me have really been eye-opening. And also, I'm also someone who does still live with a lot of sexual shame. Like, I'm not the most like sexually liberated, even though I am, the founder of this organization. I'm constantly every day working on destigmatizing like my own beliefs around sex and sexuality. And so talking to these people and hearing their actual like experiences that they've lived has really been just kind of the most rewarding part of all of this, and hearing how, us sharing everyone's stories online has really helped them has also been super rewarding.
I think that's so exciting, and I think it's cool that you've been able to have those discussions and also challenge your own beliefs while you're having them. What advice would you want to share with people who may not feel comfortable talking about their sexuality, or maybe, like you shared about your own experience, they may want to have these conversations with their parents or other people, but they don't feel like they can? Does any advice come to mind?
I think the biggest part is trying to find any sort of community that you can. You can turn to your friends who, if you feel safe with talking about these kinds of things, who, you know, can offer an open ear and just really like listen to what you have to say. There's also a ton of community online. I know that's a little bit harder to find and a little bit scary because a lot of times these people are strangers. But that's like the biggest goal, especially with Asians for Sex Positivity, where even though, you know, with our followers and everything, we aren't talking to people one-on-one all the time, it does feel like a safe space because we are actively trying to dismantle sexual shame and actively be sex positive. It does help people in knowing that their experiences aren't singular and that they aren't alone in whatever they're experiencing. So if you can find some sort of community to lean on, whether that's on Instagram, on YouTube, or I know Geneva has a lot of like communal spaces these days, but just kind of finding, I think also like sometimes talking to strangers could be helpful because they don't personally know you and they don't have any judgments. But yeah, I think taking advantage of all of like the digital spaces that we have these days would be really beneficial.
Definitely. And I think through this work, you are making change and you're creating a space for people to find resources, to join a community, and to feel comfortable having these conversations, which is really important. Lots of young people want to create change and want to make a difference, but they may not know how to get started with that work. What advice do you have for those people who may be listening?
I think as long as you have a specific goal in mind, whatever that is to you and whatever you're passionate about, I don't think the details of like how you're going to get there are really going to matter. So for me, it was mainly I wanted to create a safe space where people could talk about sex openly. And that's, I wanted to create that mainly because I didn't have that when I was a kid. And I think reminding yourself of what your main goal is always super important, because when you get to the nitty-gritty of creating, you know, a podcast or an Instagram account and creating graphics and, you know, whatnot and writing content, sometimes you can lose sight of that end goal and why you created whatever you did in the first place. So I think just like reminding yourself of what matters to you the most throughout your journey of change making is always a great first step. And then also I feel like some young people feel a lot of pressure to, you know, start their like passion projects super young, because we do see a lot of Gen Zers who are making huge differences in the world and making so much change. Sometimes that feels very intimidating that we have to like be catching up to other people. But just know that there's like no correct timeline to do anything or to make change. I know we want to be like super young and like making such a huge impact on the world and having everything happening so fast and early. But also it's good to just like take time and know that things will come to you when they on the right timeline. I think I definitely felt a lot of pressure to be like a young entrepreneur and to be successful at a very young age, because I thought it was like impressive or that like people would think more highly of me. But I think I'm learning that like there's no right time to do anything, and I shouldn't be comparing myself or my journey to other people. Like, I know that there are so many opportunities that are going to be in my future in my 20s and my 30s. So definitely like try not to feel so much pressure from other people when you are kind of hoping to make change in that way.
I think the work CC is doing is so important, and I'm really glad that I got to learn about Asians for Sex Positivity. I want to highlight CC's last piece of advice, because I really agree with that point about feeling pressure to make change at such a young age and so quickly, because young people around us are doing amazing things, and often we may feel like we need to catch up. You can do this work at your own pace, so take the pressure off of yourself, because change comes when you stick to your own timeline. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and you can find CC on Instagram at I'm CC Wang to get connected. You can find CC's art at CC Wang Artist, so definitely check out that account as well. You can find Asians for Sex Positivity on Instagram too, at Asians for Sex Positivity. If you want to talk about anything I mentioned, please reach out to me by email at lily@bethechangepodcast.org or on Instagram at Be The Change Media Network. I am working on expanding Be The Change Media Network, which means bringing you more inspiring stories from amazing guests. If you enjoyed this episode, I would really appreciate it if you could leave the podcast a rating and a comment, because it will help these stories to reach, educate, and inspire more people. And I would also love to hear your thoughts and feedback. Tune in for my next episode, but until then, be the change you wish to see in the world. Bye, guys!